Syria's failing truce creates waves of refugees, but is there help? Nigeria's church leaders issue a final warning to Islamists, and sewing machines stitch two worlds together on Mother's Day. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. After weeks of more fighting, the UN has now admitted the so-called ceasefire in Syria isn't working. As the crisis rages on, refugees continue pouring out of the war-torn country. The refugee problem's causing a second crisis, though. Jeff Palmer with Baptist Global Response.
We're looking at $400,000 to $500,000 in terms of need. We've already funded a lot of that, but we're looking at very, very low responses coming from folks in the United States.
The funding lull seems mainly due to negative opinions about the region. As a result, BGR has only been able to fund about half the requests it's getting. They have to turn away refugees who just need the basics. It's sad on multiple levels, but especially considering how BGR partners could be responding with aid and the gospel if they only had the funds. Palmer's giving this charge.
Whatever your views of the situation or whatever your thoughts of that part of the world, put that out of your mind and think about these are real people with real needs.
Would you respond? Do that at our website. Next, the Christian Association of Nigeria, or CAN, issued a final warning to the government this week demanding a response to the Boko Haram. In a statement released earlier, church leaders are demanding faster action and better protection from the government. They're warning secession is possible if nothing happens and add that if police fail, the church will defend herself. Ministry's been disrupted in some areas. Please pray for wisdom for church leaders. Go to our website if you need more information. This is Mission Network News. Despite gang and drug violence, Christian Resources International continues their ministry to Mexico and other Latin American nations. CRI's Executive Director Jason Wolford says while English makes up the majority of their ministry, Spanish is now in even greater demand.
One of the things that we're lacking is Spanish material. As you know, it seems the devil has waged a full assault on Mexico and its people. So, you know, we want to go there. We want to get the Word of God there because we know that that's the only thing that's going to make a difference and change.
CRI repurposes used Bibles and books for ministry. Wolford says to get more, you've got to go get them.
The Lord put on my heart to start looking to have a CRI, Christian Resources International, on the West Coast, allowing people to drop Spanish materials, helping us logistically, and also allowing us to get things into South America at a much cheaper price.
Are you passionate about this too? Help CRI. We'll connect you at missionnetworknews.org. Meanwhile, it's National Foster Care Month in the United States. Bethany Christian Services' Meredith Smiley is excited about shedding light on the overwhelming need.
We have thousands of children that are waiting. Exact numbers are really hard to calculate. Some children are returned home and still part of the foster care system. Some children are waiting for an adoptive family. Some children are currently in adoptive placement, but they are still technically in the foster care system.
The need is great, but so is meeting it. Being a foster parent means more than providing a safe home.
It really is a mixture of having the correct expectations and having real passion to help children who are really struggling.
But Bethany can help. They educate foster parents and connect them with birth families. Consider making foster care your mission field. There's information at our website. And 9 days from now, mothers across the United States will be honored for Mother's Day. Meanwhile, millions of moms in India will struggle to put food on the table. Over half of India's women are illiterate. Most are seen as second-class citizens. But India Partners is giving them a chance with a tailoring program. Women learn about Christ and sewing so they can start a sewing business. You can give a sewing machine for $95 in honor of your mom this Mother's Day. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Enter to win an all-expenses-paid Touch the World trip to India from Global Action. Can you believe it? It's free. If your name's drawn, Global Action will be sending you to India to help distribute blankets to the needy where thousands die every year from exposure in the winter months. Activate your name now. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.